True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number three of the Bob Rose Show rolling on. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It still reverberates around the world. The shocking murder of Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. And joining us right now, Nanette Holt, investigative reporter. She's done a lot of work with Epoch Times, but she's here with us this morning. Good morning, Nanette. How you doing?
Howdy, howdy. Doing great. Love that cool breeze this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. Now, Turning Point USA already had so many chapters at college and, in fact, high school campuses. But my understanding is they're expanding recently. What do you know about Turning Point USA?
Oh, it has exploded. Well, I personally have attended a lot of their events as a mom, helping do transport for kids, and also as a journalist. And wow, I thought their presence was big before it. These events are so huge. You just can't understand the magnitude of the enthusiasm of these young people for conservative values until you're in a room with 5,000 of them, and they're screaming for these conservative speakers. But over the weekend, Charlie Kirk's secondhand guy, the guy that was right with him with everything, Andrew Colvett, announced at 2 a.m. on Sunday that when Charlie died, they had 900 college chapters and 1,200 high school chapters of Turning Point USA. Over the first 48 hours since Charlie had been shot, they had 32,000 requests for new chapters to be started. And I will tell you, I know a little bit about that process. Turning Point, when they get an inquiry, they start training these kids personally with people on the ground in the region who reach out to the kids, who send them materials. There's no cost. They send them posters. They send them schedules of when to put up certain posters. They send them buttons to put out on tables to reach other students. It's really well-organized, well-executed whole process now, to get kids now, engaged.
Now, when you've seen Charlie Kirk or read any of the materials, and I'm sure you have as a parent, like you say, and somebody who's an investigative journalist, is there anything that he maybe, slipped and said something that could be kind of ugly or hateful? And because, look, I do this 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. I mean, I'm not perfect. I maybe said some things I wouldn't mind reeling back in, possibly. But have you ever heard him say anything?
I have never heard him say anything offensive. Now, I will tell you, I've watched him grow up, and there was a maturing that happened. Mm-hmm. Boy, we saw a big shift in him a few years ago. Turns out that was when he, and Erica Kirk came together and were planning their marriage and whatnot. He really became less of a political activist and more of an evangelist who says, hey, you need this faith. And you need to take action because of the faith. You are required to take action.
Like a Christian apologist is, I guess, a term that That might be more.
But the stories that I really have gone down the rabbit hole that I normally don't do, and just the stories that have come out about how he helped help James O'Keefe meet payroll when James O'Keefe had been removed by his own board from Project Veritas and he was trying to rebuild. He couldn't make payroll for all his employees. Charlie Kirk paid that.
Wow.
Charlie Kirk didn't take any salary from his own organization for 5 years. I mean, things like that that are coming out. You know, if there was dirt to be had on Charlie Kirk, the internet would be flooded with it. But what I have seen are people who say, oh, he was a bigot, he was a racist, he was this, that, and the other. And that tells me they've never listened to his message.
That was going to be part of my next question, was what, talking about God, Jesus, family, children, getting married, all that. That might not be your path for you, but that's a far cry from saying it's hate.
Well, right. Even Rob Smith, who is a gay black man, was employed by Turning Point to help spread the conservative message. And even he came out and said, please don't say Charlie Kirk was racist or homophobic. I mean, he was my friend and he was good to me and he was good to so many people I know. I've not heard a word about him there. You know, the dirt would be flooding out.
Mm-hmm.
The only things I've heard negative about Charlie Kirk since his passing, or really ever, is just things that have turned out to not be true. You know, people, they hear the narrative and they want to repeat the narrative. But if you listen to him, you'll be blown away. I mean, so many people are becoming introduced to Charlie
exactly.
Kirk now,
mm-hmm.
and saying, wow, I wish I had known more. Well, you know what? The Charlie Kirk Show is a podcast, very much like you have a podcast that people can enjoy if they miss the show. He has one as well, and it's worth checking out.
Yeah, definitely. And
J.D. Vance is going to be hosting the show tonight.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, and it drops at noon.
Oh, so anytime you can pick it up anytime afternoon today. Now, what about an event at University of Florida?
Wow. So the Turning Point USA chapter at the University of Florida didn't get a lot of word out, but had decided they would do something. So Friday night, about 200 people gathered in the Plaza of the Americas, right where Charlie Kirk had spoken in February. Did his thing, prove me wrong. Spoke to, you know, he always had this thing where he would sit there and he would take questions and he would debate. He loved to debate. He was always kind and gentle and, you know, used scripture to back up what he was saying. But he had been at the University of Florida campus in February, and on Friday, these kids were just so bewildered, but they spoke so eloquently about carrying on his message, becoming more committed to spreading his message of, you know, living out your faith and becoming active in politics because of your faith. They shared prayers. There was no amplification, so it was a bit difficult to hear, but it was so touching. These kids were just weeping and sharing how much he had meant to them, how kind he had been to them as individuals, as they were trying to build something right here in Gainesville. And then one young man had an acoustic guitar, and it was a moment.
Really?
He opened with a prayer. He started to strum, and the whole crowd of 200 people just came in closer and began to sing Amazing Grace, and that which morphed into another worship song. Kids were, you know, tears were streaming. Their hands were up in the air. They were worshiping the Lord. Even in this time of, you know, great tragedy in their lives, they felt like they had lost their leader. Nothing was being burned down. There was no violence.
No rioting, no looting or anything? Wow.
Happy to see no protesters. The university had five police cars that I counted with the red and blue lights were on around the perimeter of that Plaza of the Americas. There was a drone that you could hear. It was very obviously whirring overhead. You could see the little blue light. But also to the credit of, you know, our folks in this area, there were no protesters. Maybe mm-hmm. they hadn't heard of it. So many people have been saying online they wish they had known they would have been there. But there is an opportunity in Jacksonville on Sunday. I'm sure these will pop up in our area and be all over. But First Baptist Jacksonville at 2 p.m. on Sunday is going to simulcast Charlie Kirk's memorial service, which will happen in a stadium in Arizona. And they will simulcast that, and it should be a standing room only event, I would think, in many churches by that time.
Yeah, it'll catch on, and we'll hear more and more about that. And finally, who can pick up the microphone? And I know Charlie Kirk can't be replaced, but I mean, what do you do moving forward? He's got momentum now. Rest in peace. I mean, the whole movement has momentum. What do you do now? Who can kind of pick it? Who's going to be the face?
You know, a lot of people are speculating about that, and I was not on board with this pick right out the gate, but people are saying he was the spark, but his wife, Erica Kirk, mm-hmm. former Miss Arizona, will be the fire. Now, she's got two fatherless children to raise, and one of Charlie's big pushes was that families need fathers. But she has a lot of support, and she just may be the one to get it done. I know that she has vowed to expand his message around mm-hmm. the world. So, I don't know. Look for Erica Kirk to
I'm sure she'll be heavily involved no matter what, but whether she is going to be the point person or not, I mean, she's a logical choice, I think, for right now, but I guess we'll see.
I guess we'll see.
And although not looking to be a replacement, Ben Shapiro says he's going to be hitting the college circuit big time, you know, trying to get out there and spread the word.
As soon as you said his name, I knew you were going to talk too fast, and then I wasn't going to be able to keep up with it because it was Ben Shapiro. You're talking about Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, Ben Shapiro.
I actually saw, you know, he's a name that you can't bring up sometimes, but I saw Alex Jones posted a tearful video that he made in the front of his car. He said he had been afraid to go to college campuses. He says, you know what? I'm doing it now.
Wow. Big change. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff still to get to. More headlines. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous day. Enjoy if you can. It is 8:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You want to hear the bad news or the bad news?
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
The Gators lost 20-10 to LSU. And
then what's the other bad news?
They got to play Miami Saturday.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh. Sorry about that. Yeah. Of course, we'll keep rooting for our Gators no matter what. But the key phrase moving forward will be Chucky. 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 Former coach, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, mm-hmm. John Gruden. Mm-hmm. Chucky. I'm just throwing it out there.
Tossing that out to think about?
Yeah. Not think about. Uh-huh. The predictor of the future.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Looks into his crystal ball.
Mm-hmm. It was a good song by Styx, by the way.
It was.
On this day, 1978.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali defeats Leon. I ain't got no teeth as a sphinx.
Man, when he smiled.
He had a smile, but he was missing some teethuses.
It was. He had no grill. He had no place to put it.
You know what? He was a character.
Oh, yes.
He really was. He was funny. And,
yep.
Hey, so that was 1978. Superdome, New Orleans, of course, and he won the World Heavyweight Boxing title for the third time in his career, the first fighter ever to do so.
Wow.
And then following his victory, Ali retired from boxing, made a brief comeback a couple of years later, and he was the one that, boy, if you don't know what I'm saying now,
man.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
He had a way with his fist, his feet, and his words.
Just the interaction between him and Howard Cosell.
Oh, my goodness.
They were just...
That was like a comedic team.
It really was.
They were amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
They were pals for sure. And remember, he was born Cassius Marcellus Clay.
Yeah.
Cassius Clay. And he made his name really in the 1960 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you heard the name, and his name at that point was still Cassius Clay before he switched over to Islam. He did that in 64. But in 60, he got the gold in Rome. So that's, you know, really made a name for himself. And then, of course, what a personality.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
People just couldn't wait to get his sound bites. And he was I remember as a little kid. It's like, I liked him, but I hated him.
Okay.
Like, he's too cocky. So back in the day, I know that's Bob saying that. I know, shocker. I was a Joe Frazier fan. Joe Frazier.
Okay. That's why.
And I remember I got the smoking Joe Frazier boxing gloves, and my friend across the street, Lonnie, he got the Muhammad Ali gloves, and he was a year younger than me, so I'm not going to say, I beat the snot out of him.
Yeah, but you did.
I met some other people, and they beat the snot out of me.
Yeah, trickle down the Beatonomics there. talking about. Just to get Frazier, I mean, what a difference in his life as he kind of, got it, just the way his life changed. And, years post boxing, that sort of thing.
And it was huge then. It was just huge. It was huge.
Oh, yes.
Boxing was. And
it was.
I know we got the MMA and all that. That's kind of overshadowed boxing, I think, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
To a great extent.
But, yep. I mean, who'll ever forget the picture of Ali standing over Sonny Liston? I mean, that photograph is probably one of the most duplicated.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody knows exactly what it is when they see it. But anyway, it was this day, 1978, Ali beats Leon Spinks. Got no tephesis. And he made fun of himself, too. He had a good time.
Well, you might as well,
Oh, well, I told you about the Gators, the bad news and the bad news.
Yeah.
Miami beat USF 49-12. That's why I say it's bad news that we're going to Miami, because Miami beat pretty good a team that beat us. So take it for what it's worth. Anything can happen, though.
Yeah.
Bucks play tonight, 7 p.m. It's an early Monday Night Football because it's a doubleheader, which, you usually don't have those in football. So it's rare. So you might want to take advantage of that. Oh, my Lions came roaring back. Boy, did they look good. They beat up the Bears 52-21.
The Bears.
Back to Florida. Patriots beat our Dolphins 33-27. Coach on the hot seat there in Miami. We'll see. Jags lose a tough one to the Bengals 31-27. I thought the Jags were going to win. I was tuning back and forth, and I thought they looked pretty good. But not good enough, apparently. So it goes. Charlie Kirk, rest in peace. Turning Point chapters are they continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the topic of conversation literally around the world. Italian Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini is vowing to conduct Charles Kirk-style campus events in Italy.
Wow.
Proclaiming the Turning Point USA founder's assassination, quote, a watershed moment, and what's happening has affected me like never before, never in 30 years.
Well, that is powerful.
Italy.
When somebody like that says that, that's powerful.
So this might, it might be the shot heard around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's being heard, and his voice is going to be heard more than it ever was while he was alive. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We got a ton of stuff to get to, and then at 9 o'clock we're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. He'll be with us right here on 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A35 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast of every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. All right. Another day in paradise, my friends. Wow. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins can be joining us in right about 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
So don't go away. J.D. Vance is going to host the Charlie Kirk Turning Point USA podcast. That show drops at noon today, is my understanding. And like I said, tributes are pouring out from all kinds of people in all parts of the world, including Italy with the prime minister in that recent announcement. And they're going to try to do kind of Charlie Kirk type events in Italy, you know.
That's cool.
A lot of people don't. Now we're all getting a little bit educated or more educated on Turning Point. But, I mean, if you join one of their chapters, and it's geared toward high school and college age people, they would send you all kinds of materials and stuff. And like the Constitution, you know, the little book form of it. Mm-hmm. And it's written in a very It's written in an easy way to understand and comprehend. And I think that that's great, you know, because assumptions been made through the years. Your education might have included quite a bit on the Constitution, but as the years have, I was going to say progressed, which I guess would be applicable, that that started to kind of fall by the wayside. So it's just a good primer. Hey, you know. This the Constitution. Remember how important that document is. And so Turning Point USA was very, very key into helping to educate young people. And that's the thing. You give them the information. And, you know, once they have kind of a taste for it, if you will, their appetite will be there and they'll fill in the blanks.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen it, and it's been expanding. And gosh, what was it? Nanette Holt was with us a little bit earlier, and she was talking about how many more requests, tens of thousands of
32,000.
Requests to start new chapters of Turning Point USA in their particular schools.
Well, look at the numbers, because so just before he passed away, you've got 900 college chapters, 1,200 in high school, and you get 32,000 inquiries. Yeah.
That's
amazing.
I, you know, and I am not And I don't think Greg is surprised. You're not surprised by this,
no,
are you?
Not a bit, no.
Yeah, I knew it was going to explode, and it will continue to. Mm-hmm. And then it's still going to have a multiplying effect because people are going to get snippets here and there, and they're going to go, this guy's supposed to be a hater?
Yeah,
I haven't heard any hate. And they look into another thing, then they go on the website. Well, I don't see anything there because it isn't there. Mm-hmm. And this can be really a defining moment amongst many. It sounds kind of cliche, but I really do think it could be a defining moment in the hearts and minds of a lot of people, especially those who have kind of been on the fence, trying to keep the family members sort of happy, not get into it one way or another, try to do that thing. I think that this will be the information that he has shared with people will act as a revelation, for lack of a better term. And I think a lot of people are going to, there's going to be a renewal.
Yeah.
There's going to be spiritual growth and a renewal and both for how important our government is to protect our rights so that we can worship and worship the way we want. And the government has an involvement in that. And they're supposed to be the protector of those rights. And so who you vote for is going to help determine the future of those rights. And so all of a sudden elections become critically important. Look, when I was growing up, I mean, I heard it from people my age and older. And they would say things like, what difference does it matter? Both parties, they're both going to, you know, suck the money out of you. They're going to spend it. They're all there to, you know, line their own pockets and all that. And you know, to some extent, that's always going to, there's going to be some truth in that, unfortunately, you know, has to do with people and power and greed. But there really is such a difference now between the parties.
Absolutely.
And so that your vote, it does really matter. Now, just, you know, you vote, for instance, you vote for a Republican. That doesn't mean you voted for perfection or the perfect person in any way, shape, or form, because it just doesn't work that way. But when it's very clear what the ideology is of the left now, very clear, it used to be Democrats, you know, party of the working man.
Right.
That's what my dad told me growing up. Well, they're the party of the working man. Then I remember I registered Republican when I, you know, first was eligible and, you know, going to vote for Ronald Reagan. You registered Republican? My dad said, and in a nice way, you know, that's just his nature. And I said, yeah. I said, I like Reagan. He said, that's the party of the rich. And I said, well, That's what I'm hoping maybe the future holds. Like, vote for where you want to be. Vote for, you know. Right. But lo and behold, we saw how things have really reversed.
They really have.
I mean, I'd love to have a conversation with my father on a lot of different things. And unfortunately, he left this planet sooner than I would prefer. But I would love to ask him, say, Dad, what do you think about this complete reversal?
Right.
Yeah, I remember when he was skeptical of Rush. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He was like, I don't know. And my Uncle Bill, he gave him a book, Rush Limbaugh book.
Oh.
And my dad read it. And then my dad became, I wouldn't say a fanatic, but definitely became a fan.
Yeah.
And
sometimes I think for some folks, that may have been easier. A lot of folks didn't understand his satire.
I didn't at first. At the very first, I didn't.
I agree. The first time I ever heard him, I'm like, who is this guy? And I can't believe what he's saying. And then you're like, oh, okay, now that's his
that's
thing.
That's his shtick.
Yes.
It was his thing. Bigger than big, but really not, I mean, taking himself seriously when he needed to, but knowing that you have to be a showman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have to be a showman. You've got to cut through. You've got to say things and do things in a way that people will remember them. The substance is the most important, but you got to sell that sizzle, baby.
Right.
Sell that sizzle. Sounds good.
Sizzle and Steakhouse.
What's for dinner?
Remember them?
Steak. Beef. What's for dinner? Yeah. Beef.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Pumpkin bread.
Oh, and pumpkin bread. Did you say that?
I did. Because I see.
Thank you for the sample. And I am doing this for the good of the public.
Yeah.
Making sure that Gainesville Church of God serves nothing but the healthiest pumpkin bread
best
possible.
Tasting. Yeah,
best tasting, high quality ingredients. So I'm slowly, morsel by morsel, consuming a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
at this point.
We appreciate your sacrifice there.
Till I go to break and really start to
munch down on that.
But that, the pumpkin patch opens up, what, next weekend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So we'll talk more about that coming up and how critically important that is to help kids, feed kids. All the pumpkins come from the Navajo Reservation. And at first, I had some reservations about that.
Wow.
I thought, are they going to come at some point and take them back? No?
That's kind of backwards, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Indian giving.
Yeah, I know. But we did it, not them. So.
Oh!
See what I said?
Man, I missed that day.
Yeah.
See, at one day of school.
One day of history class.
That's why you need a pocket constitution.
Absolutely. Carry it with you always.
Thank you, Turning Point, mm-hmm. USA. Hey, Elon Musk, he came out all charged up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's shocking.
Oh. Tesla and SpaceX billionaire Elon Musk called the left the party of murder. Wow. That's what I said. He came out charged up.
Wow. Lately, yeah.
It was a remote appearance he made at a giant freedom rally in London, England.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Yeah. Quote, you see how much violence there's on the left with our friend Charlie Kirk getting murdered in cold blood this week and people on the left celebrating it openly. The left is the party of murder and celebrating murder. Wow.
Can't deny it at the moment.
He said, let that sink in for a minute. That's who we're dealing with here. That is who we're dealing with. And what'd you say about what? You said something about tonight. Oh, misheard you.
Yeah.
My bad. Anyway, that's pretty strong stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Is he going to make up with President Trump?
I hope so. I hope they can get along. Can't we all
sing,
just along?
Hold hands, sing kumbaya, make the world a better place together.
I'd like to teach the world,
world to sing.
In perfect harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I'm more of a Pepsi, Dr. Pepper kind of guy, really. But yeah, even Mr. Pibb.
Ugh. Pib and Dr. Pepper. Blah,
oh.
Gag me. And later I'll tell you how I really feel.
Yeah, thanks.
It's hopefully they're not a sponsor.
Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk to and people to talk to. Lieutenant Governor Jake Collins, 905 right here. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Oh, it really is another day in paradise, shaping up to be a gorgeous day in the Sunshine State. Welcome, my friends, and happy Monday. We'll make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:51. Hey, you ever watch American Pickers? Guy Mike Wolf is one of the lead guys, and his partner, his buddy that was on the show for years, he died last year. Remember, he had, I think it was a stroke or something, but apparently... Mike Wolf and his girlfriend are recovering from a car crash took place Friday in Tennessee. Wolf is 61. He revealed that he and Leticia Klein were involved in a car accident last evening in Columbia, Tennessee. The History Channel star showed an image of his heavily damaged blue vintage vehicle on social media following the collision. And then he put out on his own social media that her jaw hit the shattered car window.
Ooh.
That's going to leave a mark.
Ouch.
He said, by the grace of God, we're both safe and okay. We're both receiving excellent care. And while Leticia is still in the hospital, she's expected to make a full recovery. Thank you for respecting our privacy at this time. We appreciate all of your love and prayers. Later in the evening, he updated fans, said, it's been a tough night, but now there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I truly believe in the power of group prayers. Thank you for all that you have sent. For all of you that have sent those to us. Nice. And also shared a post on her own social media, his post, she did, in addition to more photos and stuff like that. And she said, hopefully I get surgery tomorrow. Broken jaw in a few places, broken ribs, sternum, collapsed lung, and a lot of swelling on my spine.
Wow.
My mouth will be wired shut, but I still got my brain, and that's all that matters.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
So And he closed his shop up, I guess, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. He had a storefront in Nashville.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things I wanted to eventually try to visit.
It was like a touristy version of, you know, if you like the show, you'd probably like something.
Well, kind of like, you know, I went to Cheers up in Boston.
Yes, exactly.
That it's based on, the TV show was based on. So, I don't know, I thought it would be a cool thing. I guess I'm a little late coming to that party,
yeah,
huh?
Apparently so.
But it sounds like he and his better half, they're going to be okay.
Well, good news there.
Yeah. But that was a popular show.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
I guess they still run it? I think his brother's taking on a more active role. Rob.
You'll see stuff like that. They'll probably run forever just because they're still fun.
They are. And, man, some of the stuff they'd unearthed, and I loved it that he was into bicycles and motorcycles were two other things. And whenever he unearthed something like that, that was always cool. Mm-hmm. I got irritated with it sometimes. Because you'd go to those people that would have stuff, and they wouldn't sell it.
I know.
You're 86.
Yeah, you have three barns full of stuff.
Yeah, and none of your kids want any of it.
Yeah, but Bob, that one just means a little extra something to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I can let her go. Okay, well, what about this one? You know?
And that, the founder of the show, He must have really had a lot of connections with a lot of people who are willing to pay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd see stuff and I'd go, I don't know.
If you pay that much, yeah.
I mean, I guess there's a market for almost, you know, everything that's antique in some way.
Yeah.
It evokes memories for some people, part of a collection, whatever. I mean, I get that.
Yeah. But, man, you are right, though. The cars, the bikes, the motorcycles, they would come across some really nice... Almost what you call a barn find. You're like, oh, you know, there's like three of these known to exist, and that's the one they don't
want to let go. I saw an old GTO on, it was like on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
But it was $96,000.
Wow.
Now, it looked pristine. Wow. I'm sure it was ground up resto, but still.
Still good money. It's a lot of money for a car.
And you have to wonder. It's like, I remember what the GTO was, what it looked like and all that, but I'm no spring chicken.
Well, it was $2,800 back then,
Well, what happens when the market basically...
Well, and it's not what it was, the whole hot rod market. When you stop and think about even 10 years ago, because a lot of the demo is dying off, and so you've got to get a younger generation interested in something besides Honda Civics with loud... cans on the back.
Just waiting for the prices to drop a little.
That's right.
Just waiting on the sidelines.
A little more.
With my two nickels rubbed together. See what I can come up with. 9 o'clock stretch on the way. More importantly, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. We are going to speak to him in mere moments right here on 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.